Let me just say a few words about 2018 in summary. In any year, there are incredible joys and there's also tough times, and 2018 was no different. There were incredible joys and it was really a tremendously encouraging year. We had many new members join, baptisms, people turning to Christ, new ministries that really became embedded and were serving the saints and serving those outside. One example, this May, so 2 months' time, we'll celebrate 1 year of translating our morning service into Chinese, and that has been an amazing blessing as we've seen people being able to hear God's word in their heart language. It was also a tough year. We farewelled many saints to glory. I've actually said that the last 2 years now. A lot of our church family have gone to glory. That is both tough and we miss them and we grieve, but it is also glorious because they have reached the goal of their faith. And they are somewhere we all want to be. It's also tough when church family move away from the area. Even though we are still their brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't get to be with them every week and share life with them. Most of last year we were short-staffed, and that impinges upon the current or the remaining staff, and it makes life pretty full. As a culture goes, we also saw our culture that we live in as a church become more secular, and I think I'll be saying that every year, and church norms and beliefs and things we love and society's norms are becoming further and further apart, and that will become more and more of a challenge for us. I hope it will bring opportunities, and that's what we ought to be praying for, opportunities for reaching out. And we must remember in all of that, God's always in control. God keeps working his purposes out, and every year I see God growing his people in godliness. And it's always good for each of us to take our own stock check and say, how has God been working in me this year? I see it as a pastor, and I rejoice in that. It's a wonderful thing. God's also been growing his church here numerically. Last year was, in the history of St Aidan's, was our second biggest year ever in terms of attendance. And that's a joy. That's a great blessing. And I'm thankful for those people who are relatively new to our church family, and we want to welcome you with open arms. But even more so, I want to welcome those who are new to the family of Jesus. Salvation is the greatest thing, and what a joy it is to see you know the Lord and walk with him. Just a few things on 2019 then. I see I've got a heading up there already, our building. I'll keep this one short. There'll be more next week, hopefully. That's our hope. The building committee is meeting quite regularly, and the final bits of any plan sort of do take a while, but we're getting very close. We're getting very close to having final plans that can then go to builders so they can quote for us what it might cost. At some point, therefore, we'll be presenting complete plans to the church, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have a bit of a brochure out just to let you know the areas that will be worked on and things like that, and the differences that will make. The building committee, we think there's one significant problem, and that is because we've still got a significant loan on the rectory, it's going to limit our borrowing capacity and we may not be able to borrow what we need to borrow. So if there's one action point at the moment, apart from prayer, we need to reduce that debt. And that's something I'll encourage everyone about. About 4 weeks ago, the staff, so Amanda and myself and Greg and Brian, had a retreat, and we spent some time looking at our four focus areas. So just a reminder, from 2018 to 2027, we have said these are the four focus areas for our church. They're a bit like the roadmap for that decade, because in 2027, I know it seems a long way away, you'll be surprised though, we turn 100. What do we want to look like as a church when we turn 100? The four focus areas are our roadmap, and we spent a couple of days away brainstorming those focus areas and what are some of the things we'd love to see happen in the next 3 years. We're already so encouraged by the direction we're going in, but let's think more broadly and what are some of the things we'd like to see happen. Let me tell you just about a few that we want to see happen this year, things that are achievable this year. The first, all these focus areas are in your bulletin, so you can look at them there. The first one is that we might have Jesus' heart for the lost. Starts with us and our attitude, leading to greater witness and, end goal, people being saved. If you had to ever ask the question, what does God's heart beat for? People being saved would be the answer. That's what we want to see. That's the Great Commission. That's why Jesus died. That's what we want to see. One of our big plans this year is that everyone can be trained in how to read the Bible with someone who doesn't know Christ. I'll talk more about that shortly. That's going to be the final thing I say today. There's little things like our welcome packs. We're about to redo them, hopefully Chinese and English. We'll be preaching on personal evangelism a little later on in the year. And we think in all of our services, we need to keep working hard on integration, welcoming, having people join the family. There's a few things. Our second focus area, that we respond in love to the changing face of our community. Now, the main way our community is changing is that people from all nations are coming into it and have been doing so for some time. And so, in a sense, we want to keep up the good work. We started our English classes about 2 years ago, and that led to English Bible study. And it also led to many of our English class coming to church, and it led to the services being translated. We want to keep all of that going. We want to keep working on translating everything we can. We can do that because, fortunately, most of the nations moving into this area are of a Chinese heritage, and so we can use Chinese as that language. I'll dob in Amanda. Amanda reckons that we can get the website in English and Chinese. There, I've said it. There's your job for this year. Whew, that's a big one. Anyway, we've got a whole year. It's not just people from other nations. During the week, we've got three great groups on. On Tuesday evenings, we have divorce care. On Thursday mornings, we have our English classes. And on Friday mornings, we have playgroup. Now, playgroup, I think on and off over the years, might have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 kids. Last Friday, 28 kids, all with a parent or two. What an incredible ministry. And our leaders are trying to put a bit of gospel in there. They need help, can I say that? If you have Friday morning available, they can find a job for you. But that's an incredible blessing. It's something that's growing. And we need, it's taken us by surprise, quite frankly, and we need to work on that. Third focus area, that we deepen spiritual maturity among our members. That's our bread and butter. That's teaching the Bible, that's growing in Christ-likeness, growing in faith. It's what we do each and every Sunday, what we do each and every time we gather together. We're pretty keen to have some preaching later in the year that's on what we call hot button topics and things that will particularly help us to interact with the way that our culture is going. I think we need to work hard on hospitality. It was excellent to have, we've already had a couple of meals this year, one here, one elsewhere, and more in the pipeline. Still got a fair way to go to catch up with 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock church do lunch once a month. There you go. They spend a lot of time together. We want to put more training in our services. Final area, that we enable our under 30s to develop a deep, joyful and persevering faith. I've said this to you before, if you're under 30 now, the world that you're growing up in is very different to the world that I grew up in, and it has a whole lot of distinct challenges. And we want to work out how can we help prepare you for that. Our under 30s are of course our 0 to 30-year-olds, so we look at the whole pathway. We look at how are our families discipling their children? What does Tiny Tots and Mini Stacks and Stacks and Crew and Crest and all of our other groups, what is that pathway and what does it look like? How can we best support our leaders? So we want to continue Christ-centered, age-appropriate teaching. which I think we're doing really well. I think our children's and youth leaders, many of whom are in the under 30s, most actually, are an incredible blessing, and thank you. We want to promote strong community between our under 30s and our over 30s, because to have older Christians in your life, I think, matters. It makes a big difference. And so we need to work hard at that. And we want to equip our young adults to think Christianly as you engage with the world. And we need to do that, and we need to think carefully about what we're teaching to do that. So there's a little bit of a snapshot of that roadmap. And please keep talking to us and giving suggestions and ideas and thoughts. We're all in this together. There's one final thing I want to do tonight. Our key effort this year is to have everyone familiar with and trained in a tool called the Word One-to-One. That's what it looks like. It's very simple. It's the Gospel of John. In fact, that little booklet is just John chapter 1, broken up into bite-sized chunks with some questions attached and answers. You all have a copy of Study 1 in front of you. Please get it out. We're going to work through it. You need to be looking at it. If you haven't got one, put your hand up. Brian will bring you one round. Down the front, Brian. Oh, Riley, go and get one yourself, mate. There you go. Go on. You got legs. Okay. We're going to work through this. And then can I encourage you, work through it in your small groups. Both sides are the same. One's just in another language. If you're Chinese, the other language is English. If you're English, the other language is Chinese. Okay, whatever works for you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. On the left-hand side is the text. It's the straight, direct text of John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. It's not that long. It's five verses. In the middle are some thinkers or some questions. There's three of them there. Let me read them. Look how often the phrase, the Word, is used. What or who is the Word? What difference does the Word make for life? And then on the right-hand side are the answers. Can't get easier than that, can you? The right-hand side's a bit of a skeleton. Gives you a bit of a framework. You may want to talk further. You may want to pray that God might put something in your mind that you can talk personally about what that means to you. But essentially, that is it. And the goal is, in the end, that we aren't the main voice, that the Word of God is the main voice. We trust the power of God, that the Word of God will make a difference in people's lives. And so the idea is that you have a relationship with someone, that you think maybe the next step is to invite them to read the Bible with me. It can be as simple as, Riley, I'm looking for someone to read the Bible with. Don't know if you'd be interested.
Sure.
It wasn't hard, was it? The percentages of uptake from England are 1 in 5. That's actually not bad. When I was at Bible college and we did cold turkey evangelism at Sydney Uni, it was about 1 in 10 is what we went for. 1 in 5 will sit down and read the Bible. They then say, for those people that do the first study, 90% will do the second. Is this too hard? I'm going to hope not. Is it worth the ask? Woman after morning church said to me this morning, I've just got to bite the bullet. I'm going to go and ask them now. Oh, she was going to ring them. I want you to get familiar with this. And to do that, you can come and grab a book off me. I've got a few. Alternatively, these are all free PDFs off their website. It's the English website, not the Australian one, has the better PDFs. It's in your bulletin. Okay, so the address is in your bulletin. You can download the whole PDF. I personally like the idea of giving a book to someone. I reckon that's cool, but if PDF works for you, go for it. Alternatively, you can buy the pack, which is books 1, 2, and 3, and two copies of each, obviously, one for you, one for someone else. They're $10, and I can order as many of them as we need. So can I encourage you, get familiar with it. Pray about it. Maybe go and practice it with another Christian or talk about it in Bible study. And as we're preaching through the Gospel of John, just have that focus in your mind. If I sat down and read this with someone, this is what I'd like to point out, or something like that. I don't think that's too hard. And then at the end of meeting with someone, you just ask two things. Did you enjoy that? And would you like to meet again? I think that's as simple as it can get. Each one takes 15, 20 minutes. Hopefully you can do a couple. I'll talk more about it next week. We'll leave that one with you now. Friends, thank you. It's the final thing I want to say. Thank you for your partnership in the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. And let us continue to run that race together, the one marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus every step of the way. Amen.